Good morning and welcome to Markets Now. I'm Michelle Rook. We are seeing mostly higher futures this morning with the exception of the hog market. Soybeans leading the charge here with gains of 20 cents in those nearby contracts. As we did see a little rain over the weekend in parts of Argentina, but overall rains were disappointing. And the extended forecast looks like it is going to be hotter and drier now than when we went home last Friday. And so the meal market is also up about $10, $11. And so that's also supporting futures. And as well, the recent export demand has been quite good. And so we are seeing soybean futures up this morning. Corn is trying to follow. We were about a half cent better in the nearby contract on the opening this morning. The December new crop was up about 2.25 cents. Now, we did get spillover from higher soybeans and higher wheat, but also some export news. Japan bought 4.4 million bushels of corn for the current marketing year. And so we are seeing a little bit of better demand helping the futures as well. Now, the wheat market also trading to the plus side this morning. We've got Chicago wheat up about 6 cents. Kansas City's up about 11. Minneapolis is right around 5.5 cents higher. And again, wheat market has also been putting in a little bit of risk or weather premium, at least in HRW futures, with cold temperatures in single digits in Kansas and parts of the HRW areas over the weekend. And we're also seeing maybe a little bit of follow-through buying in all the grains, in fact, here after higher weekly closes across the entire complex. Cattle futures also to the plus side this morning, getting help here from steady to better cash trade. In fact, some dollar higher cash trade late in the day on Friday at 156 in the south. We traded mostly 248 in the north on a dress basis, so that would be steady. We also have cattle inventory report out tomorrow afternoon. Expectations or average trade guesses 4% lower on that total inventory. So that's also another thing supporting futures. And so we are rallying anywhere from 45 to 80 cents in live cattle futures, and the feeders are up from 25 to 67.5 cents, and that's despite a little bit of higher corn futures this morning. Now, in the hog market, we are setting back there. We did see that market two-tiered last week with nearby contracts lower, the deferred contracts to the plus side, but everything is lower here this morning, getting some follow-through selling pressure in the nearby contracts, especially with cutout values down $1.21. The flip side of that is the cash index was up 12 cents coming in at 72.64, maybe putting in a little bit of a seasonal bottom, but it looks like the funds are back in sell mode here this morning. And again, we're down anywhere from 32.5 to as much as 95 cents in the hogs. That is a look at your markets. I'm Michelle Rook with your Markets Now.